Defending Jacob by William Landay. Continued. Disc 9. Chapter 32. The Absence of Evidence. Trial Day 5. At the stroke of 9, Judge French stormed the bench and announced in a clenched way that the defendant's motion for mistrial was denied. He said, as the stenographer repeated his words into a cone-shaped microphone which she held over her face like an oxygen mask, "Defendant's objection to the mention of the defendant's grandfather is noted for the record and the issue is preserved for appeal. I've given the jury a curative instruction. I think that's enough. The prosecutor is cautioned not to mention the issue any further, and that's all we're going to hear about it. Now, absent any other objections, court officer, bring in the jury and let's get started." I can't say I was surprised. Mistrials are rare. The judge was not going to flush away the state's enormous investment in seeing this trial through to the end, not if he could help it. He might have been embarrassed by a mistrial, too. It might look like he had lost control of his courtroom. Lejudas knew all this, of course. He may have crossed the line intentionally, betting that the high stakes in this case made a mistrial particularly unlikely. But that is unkind. The trial swept on. "What is your name, please?"
"Karen Rakowski, R-A-K-O-W-S-K-I.
"What is your occupation and your current assignment?"
"I'm a criminalist with the Massachusetts State Police. I'm currently assigned to the State Police Crime Lab."
"What is a criminalist exactly?"
"A criminalist is someone who applies the principles of the natural and physical sciences to identify, preserve, and analyze evidence at a crime scene. She later testifies to her findings in a court of law."
"How long have you been a criminalist with the state police?"
11 years.
"Approximately how many crime scenes would you say you've investigated over the course of your career?"
"Approximately 500.
"Are you a member of any professional organizations?" Rakowski proceeded to rattle off the names of a half dozen organizations, then her degrees and a teaching position and a few publications, all of which went swiftly by like a freight train. Difficult to distinguish in detail, but impressive in its length. The truth was, no one listened to Rakowski's information dump because no one really questioned her qualifications. She was well known and respected. It should be pointed out that the job of criminalist has become a lot more professional and rigorous than it was when I started out. It has even become fashionable. Forensic science has become a lot more complex, particularly with respect to DNA evidence. No doubt the job has been glamorized by shows like CSI, too. Whatever the reason, the job attracts more and better candidates now, and Karen Rakowski was among the first wave of criminalists in our country who were not just cops moonlighting as amateur scientists. She was the real thing. It was a lot easier to picture her in a white lab coat than in the jodhpurs and jackboots of the state police. I was glad she had been assigned the case. I knew she would give us a fair shake.